got Ray Huxley with us to preview. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, thanks, Nadia.
Look, we've got 8 races this afternoon. It is a total different horse pool up at Mildura, but on the positive, we do have a lot of these horses which do sometimes line up against one another, which just makes the task sometimes that little bit easier.
Yeah, they're pretty good fields today. Mildura, usually a bit unusual to have them on a Friday. They usually race on Mondays, but it's a good field, good fields today. And, yeah, I think we'll find a few winners.
OK, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a 3-year-old maiden over the 1,200. You can take out the 10. We've got number 2, Meekum, who's come up favourite here for Darren Weir at $2.80. Street Chic at $8. $5.50 for Royal Rue. Then you've got Soul Star, who's at $6.50. And Sweet Mischief, who is a $5 chance. So favouritism with Meekum for comeback jock Jared Lorenzini.
Yeah, he's doing very well, too. He's hooked up with Darren Weir and... good luck to Jared. He's ridden a couple of winners in the last couple of weeks and going well. It probably does look the one to beat Meekum, but it's a tricky affair. We've got 9 runners and 5 of them are having their first start. Not a great deal of trial form to work through. So Meekum, with his experience, he's had the 2 runs. They've both been good. First up at Swan Hill over 9.75. He finished the race off very well and he got beaten 2 lengths and the game was running on well at Swan Hill over 1,200 metres last time. The 2 runs today have been on soft and heavy. He goes onto a firmer track today. It might even suit him. Blinker's first time. I'm tipping him on top, but a very tricky affair with so many first starters. I'll go 2, 7, 8, 9.
So 2, 7, 8, 9 in race 1. The second is a maiden over the 1,200. You can take out runners 1 and 4. Here we see 6, Crafty Aquila at $6.50. Favourite is one of Paul Prushka's Rat with Gold Tooth. Oh, we've discussed him before. $2.25. All E's at 4. Proud General is at $9.50.
I think it does look a match between... Rat with Gold Tooth, number 7, and at number 10, All E's. I'll be surprised if one of these two don't win the race. I like All E's, number 10. He has been gelded since his last start, and obviously it hasn't done him any harm because he was quite good winning a Gawler Barrier Trial on the 10th of August. He sat about midfield early, came wide on the home turn, hit the front, wasn't asked to do a great deal, won the trial by about 3/4 of a length. He, on race day, he has been placed in 4 of his 6 runs. He'll sit about midfield. He will be strong at the end. So I've got him on top ahead of Rat with Gold Tooth, who obviously has had a few problems in his career. His first start was way back in September last year, and then he wasn't seen again until he won a barrier trial at St Arnett on the 4th of July, and then he ran second here at Mildura last start. He was an odds-on favourite. I thought he had every chance, got a little bit wide, but I thought he had his chance there, so I'm going for 10 to beat 7, and I think one of them will win. Next best, 6 and 11. 10, 7, 6, 11.
10, 7, 6 and 11 in race number 2. Well, the third race today, this is a 1,400-metre maiden, of course named in honour of Darren Weir, and we can take out runners 7 and 16. We've got number 1... at Churros at $3.80. He's only had the 1 start and was placed on debut. Down to Lynch Mob for Tony McAvoy, resuming at $2.30. Skilled Assassins at $9.50. Street Boy at $9. And all the others are at longer odds.
Yeah, Lynch Mob, this is quite a promising horse. He's $2.30. Wouldn't surprise me if he finishes up starting a lot shorter than that. He's a pretty good galloper, this bloke. He's had 5 starts. He's been placed in 4 of them. And he's got blinkers on for the first time today. The query is that he will get back, but interesting now listening to Sam saying that he thinks that in the home straight they'll be coming out wide. Well, if that's the case, that's going to really suit this horse. He ran second in a barrier trial at Gawler. He was held back in last place, and I think there were only about 5 or 6 in the trial. He made a move on the home turn, and then he was allowed to just walk down the straight, and I think he could have won the trial. He's a pretty good galloper, and this is not much in the way of opposition. So I'm going 5 from 1, 9, and 3.
5 from 1, 9, and 3 in race 3. The fourth race is a maiden over 1,000. You can take out runners 1, 3, and also the 10. The main ones, well, number 9, Bindaboo Berry, a Darren Weir horse who's resuming from a break and only had one prior race start, is at $2, the favourite. But I can see that the stablemate Hot Witness is vying for favouritism. It's a first starter and is at $2.10. So an interesting market where Darren Weir clearly holds the key.
Yeah, very much so. You can almost say Darren will win this race, but which one? Bindaboo Berry ran quite a good race on debut over at in Adelaide at Morfordville. The run fourth was very green in the run. Got beaten about 2.5 lengths and was immediately turned out for a spell. He is a nice type. And first up, I've got him on top. He's wearing a one-eyed blinker here today, offside blinker on for the first time. As I say, he was quite green his first start, but he's had a good break in between. Now, his stablemate, Hot Witness, is a well-bred filly by Star Witness, who's doing so very well at stud. The mare has produced three other winners, one of them a Metropolitan winner, so it's the big query. Watch the market very, very closely. 9 and 11, one of the two will win. Next best, 6 and 7.
Yeah, 9, 11, 6 and 7, but Darren Weir with nearly 100% of the market, so it's a very unusual market at this point. We go over to race 5. Look, this is the first leg of the quaddie today, and it's over 1,000 metres of benchmark 64, where runners 1 and 5 come out. Now we've got number 2, Destiny's Reward, who was at 4.20, 3.70 Flying Flojo. French Rocks at $2.70, having had the two runs back. It's fave, $6 both Reward with Return and Vabene Amour.
You would know French Rock better than me, Nadia. What do you think of the four-year-old?
Look, he hasn't been going too bad. I know it might have been a little disappointing when Will in the market at a couple of runs his preparation, but I sort of had a look at the horse and usually takes a couple of runs to get right and was able to win a race at metro level last preparation. So, look, I think 1,000 metres with, if there's good speed on here, definitely looks suited.
Yeah, I think he might be the best of the day. Just looking at those two recent runs he had back from a spell. First up, he didn't really handle the heavy track at Gawler. He got beaten about 8 lengths there, and I don't think he was ever really comfortable on the ground. Morfordville last start, he started from barrier 14, showed really good speed, and held on very well. Only got beaten 2.5 lengths behind Infinity Queen. Stepping into a 64 grade at Mildura, G looks hard to beat to me. I've got him clearly on top from Destiny's Reward. It was okay winning last start. Destiny's Reward at here at Mildura sat off the speed, was pretty strong in the straight. Then number 3, Flying Flojo, and maybe number 7, but yeah, I like this horse today. 4 from 2, 3 and 7.
4 from 2, 3 and 7. Of course, Paul Gett going to take the ride today. We go over to race 6, and this is over 2,000 metres. You can take out the 5. We've got number 2, Masterson at 5. Precious Journey at 2.20. Down a Sudden Moment, who's at $4.60. And then you're looking at Maureen, who's at $4.60.
I'm going to go with number 4, Sudden Moment, to beat the favourite here. One thing I do know about Sudden Moment, he will run out a strong 2,000 metres. That's no problem at all. Whereas the favourite, Precious Journey, this mare, she's had 3 goes at 2,000 metres, and she's been unpleased in all 3 of them. Her last run, she ran last at Sandown, but she was found to have atrial fibrillation there. She started favourite at Sandown. The run before that at Sandown was very good, over 1,600 metres. At 1,600, you'd be tipping Precious Journey a good thing, but at 2,000 metres, I've got a little bit of a query about her. So I'm going 4 to beat 3. Next best, 2 and 1. 4, 3, 2 and 1.
So we go 4, 3, 2 and 1 in race 6. Ray the 7th, this is over 1,400. Take out the 1. We've got number 3, Lord Smedley at 5.50. Ribbon of Choice at 4.20. A Rock and Roll Rock is a $5 chance. 7.50 Sand Hill Hero down to Columbia at $4. Another main one's in betting.
Yeah, it's a very good race, this. Several chances. I've gone with the very consistent Ribbon of Choice. Since coming down from Sydney and joining Brian Gentle at Bendigo, this horse continues to race very, very well. Winner here 3 starts ago, then 3rd here, and then 3rd at Bendigo last start. Was certainly good enough to win this. That was in a 70 grade, dropping into a 64 here. Does look very hard to beat to me. Number six, Rock and Roll Rock. If he can get out of the barrier, he'll be hard to beat. He's a notorious slow beginner. If he can only jump cleanly, then he'll be very hard to beat. Number eight, Columbia. They gelded him, and he came back obviously a better horse because he was a nice winner first up. It was a pretty weak race. This is a bit stronger, but I include him amongst the chances. And next best, Lord Smedley. I think he'd be better suited if it was a bit wetter. Probably a soft five would have suited him better. So I'm going 5, 6, 8, and 3.
5, 6, 8, and 3 in race 7. And then over to the last, which is a benchmark 64 over the 1,200. You can take out the 9. We've got the odds-on favourite for Kieran Ma, number 1, Bonds Away, who's at $1.70 coming off a last start win. Equieto is at $5.50, $9.50 for Flying Spark. Siren's Reward is at $7.
Yeah, a bit short for mine, $1.70, but gee, the form does look good. He finished very strongly down the centre of the track to win at Sale, and he beat He's a Magic Man, and He's a Magic Man came out and won at Sandown on Wednesday. So the form line is very strong. Might be a little bit misleading because He's a Magic Man did race on the slower section of the track. He was right over on the inside, and Bonds Away came down the middle, which was far superior. So it's a little bit, not quite as good as what it looks on paper, beating He's a Magic Man by a length and a half. But, when you look through the opposition, it's very, very hard to tip against him. $1.70, it's far too short. But I've got him on top, 1 from 3, 7, and 6.
1 from 3, 7, and 6. And Ray, what's your best Ruffy quaddie in your play of the day?
My best is French Rock, race 5, number 4. I think the value bet is in race 6, number 4, Sudden Moment. And for the quadrilla, I'm going to take French Rock 1 out in the first leg, number 4. Second leg, 2, 3, 4. Third leg, 3, 5, 6, and 8. And the last leg, 1, 3, and 7.
Good on you, Ray. Good punting. Let's hope it's a winning day today.
Thanks, mate.